is a trick question. If you find out that your friend's guy or friend's significant other was cheating, would you tell your friend?
Hey, Chiso. Ha. Okay. I feel right now, at the top of my head, I would. But also, it depends on the situation around it. Can I prove it? Mm. Would I just say, I saw, okay, so where did you see him? How did you see him? So, like, so that it has to be something. You can't just go and tell your friend that kind, especially if their relationship is serious. Mm-hmm. It's not something they just started, though. Maybe they are 2-3 years down the line, or they're even in marriage. How you won't go talk that kind of thing? Like, in my heart, though, I know that my first instinct is to want to tell, but really, it's going to be tough. Honestly, it's going to be tough. Very hard. But I think my first instinct will be to tell, yes. That will be my first instinct. Then on second thought, it'll be like, see me way too. This thing we won't go do. Are you sure it's the right thing? Do you understand? Because sometimes, what you don't know, is better than the thing that you know.
But you, what if you caught them cheating?
Like, oh, in the down. Act, it's already out there now. I caught them. Like, it's not as if, you know, there are different types where you see my guy's friend, my guy's boyfriend, and maybe sitting down in a restaurant, they are on a date, and I call you, where's your husband? He said he's going to work, and then that, like, the one where you caught them, like, red-handed in the act, that's definite now. In fact,
I will take a pic.
If you don't tell them now, in the future, when the truth, because it is still come out, I say, but in the first time you're so seeing me, you knew and you didn't tell me. Oh my God.
Which is the bigger?
I don't like wahala.
Which is the bigger mess up? Not telling them when you saw them or
telling them
when later come outside, your friend can't realize.
She's not telling them immediately. It's because by the time you're saying sorry at the end of the day, it'll be like,
you know, lots of relationships are going to shit because a friend told another friend that your boyfriend was cheating and somehow the boyfriend manipulated the friend.
But if you are my friend, if we are friends, see, because I think my friendship's very important.
Yeah, but she wants to be married to the same man. She wants to start
at
home.
You will know that I do everything. I have your best interest at heart. I am not coming from a place of spite. I'm coming from a place of deep concern for you and your future. I know before you marry this man that he is cheating on you. I now let you marry him. What does that make me? Because at the end of the day, in that marriage, there will definitely be issues, and you'll come at me, see me, you'll be crying. And I knew. Why did I? In fact, it's better that I tell you now. You are upset with me. And, you know, you move up. Because, well, see, marriage is not a small thing. Now, we're even taking it too far. Just in a small relationship. Where I said, before you get to that point of marriage, let me quickly tell you now. Because what if it lasts long enough and you guys want to take it a step further? Do you understand?
What about you?
For me, like, what would I do? Yeah. I would never say anything. I'm not gonna say anything. I will.
Is this a guy thing or is it just a Temisa thing?
This is a Temisa thing. I really don't like to stir the pot. I would probably give you clues. I would ensure honest conversations with you about your relationships. At least I would lead you to the point where you can probably figure it out yourself. But I would never, as a matter of fact, I probably would. I'm just talking about my best friend, like. He would kill me to know that, you understand, I knew all my friends, maybe like my close friends, the girls that I know. But it's hard because sometimes they're in love with both you, so that your friend loves you and their partner. Your friend probably has lofty ideas about going into a relationship with this person, spending the rest of their lives with this person. When you're not there, when two people are on top of a bed and she's touching him, she can't tell her anything and she will believe. Over you, her friend, and that can stir the pot in your friendship. And so it's usually very tricky. So I would rather drop clues, lead them on, but I would never really want to be the person that they say, okay, if Temisan said that he saw you at so place at this time, pants down, can you come? Because I've seen so many situations where even at times, we find girls who say, oh no, she's against my happiness, my best friend, or maybe. She was trying to go after him. You know, girls have drama. She was trying to go after him. He did not agree. The boyfriend can even say, your friend was coming after me. I said no.
Temisa, boy, guess what? We're talking about friend.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I would. So who will she believe?
Personally, for me, I will say, I'll tell my friend. And I will make sure I have proof. Because I don't want to. I would so always make hairy. Sure I have proof. And now I've done my duty. Mm. I've told you. Whatever you choose to do with the decision, if you choose to, I don't care. This person, blah, blah, blah. I've told you.
If she even chooses to turn on you.
If she chooses to turn on me, like, I will tell you out of love. Like, I will tell you, ha, I will tell you out of love.
Not even out of spite, not that I told you so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're all saying one thing, and there's a common denominator beyond reasonable doubt when we can prove that this person is cheating. So I think that the best way to tell your friend that your friend is cheating is when you have proper proof beyond every reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
So that you're not becoming enemies with your friend eventually because of something that you said or what you saw.
I get it, but just wait. Also, if I don't have proof, I would drop hints. Like, ask him where he is. What you get? I'm just getting a fishy vibe. I don't want to get in your business, but I'm just getting a fishy vibe. Just do whatever you want with the information and watch the person. That's what I would do if I don't have proof.
Okay.
But then when I have proof, I'm like, this is it. I've done my part.
Okay. Let's close in a bit. See what I'm doing there? Mm-hmm. Let's close in on this conversation a bit. Let's go deeper. Yeah. So there's a question I've been trying to ask you for the longest time. I know that you're a career queen and you're also a church girl, so which is a very interesting question because...
My person.
Yeah, so Simi, would you marry a man after God has shown you that he's the one for you? You know, you pray about it, you heard God say, this is my man, but he's not financially stable enough to... Mm-hmm. But God has already shown you that this is your man. What would you do?
Maybe he's not...
maybe he's not God!
No, God sees
my
heart.
Did you want to say that?
Sorry. God sees my heart. God sees my heart, and then he knows that I honestly would like.
So you want to be logical now.
That you know has a lot of money.
Now let me enter you. Mm. My pastor said that God sees the future. God sees what's going to happen.
So you see that in the future.
So that person may not have money now, and then in the next 1 month that person will not have money. For what she's saying that God sees her heart, that God not give her a broke person.
Yes.
What if that person that God is giving you will be millionaire in years or in months? So don't be saying
you act like all of us act from a point of faith when we are choosing our partners.
But people look at me. The way I am like
this. Let me paint you a typical scenario.
No.
Do you think that a career queen earns in seven figures? She's probably heading the departments in her company. She's doing the work. Mm-hmm. She probably is a Harvard business school graduate.
Yeah.
But there's a guy who she loves and, you know, she attends her church. He's in ushering. He leads ushering department. But he probably finished at like SSC, get SSC. The other one or two, maybe get shop for Ikeja or somewhere. But you know that, it's not the same financial, what's the word?
Finances.
Yeah. Honestly, in your most human form, answer the question, would you marry that kind of person? Because when we say, oh, God has shown us our partner, do we really...
Is it that God has shown you our partner in the question?
Because she's not that God that would say God has... Don't that deserve... God should show
but
me
But we usually want to align God. We need to...
God should...
You know what I...
He has to give me like three visions.
That's the problem. You know what I find with my friends?
We don't always be that now.
They want to choose their partner. Take him to God. Let God align them and say yes.
I might see for myself. But yeah, I feel you already used the word, I love him already. See, I'm with, yes, now you said I love him and then he's not financially stable. By the time we get to see, as I am like this, before I fall in love with somebody, there are things me and God, we have spoken about in my life. Personally, I say, God, this is how I want my man. So before I fall in love, before I get to that point, these things have already, do you understand? They've already been actualized. But if for me to open my eyes, see all those things, and I still fell in love, I'll marry him. We'll do it.
Okay, because that's because of who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just bring it back. Let's remove you from the church girl thing and
being a good girl. But naturally, in real life.
In reality, are you saying? Because you saw that video that was going viral where the girl said, I've been suffering for 19 years. I want to be on a yacht.
In Dubai.
And wear pints in Dubai and have a thong. That's an actual thing.
say that I make a lot of money already. I'm doing this, I'm doing that for myself. See, let me tell you, there's this thing my mom always tells me. Somebody that has money today, do you understand? Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, God forbid, might not have. Things go like this.
That's Nollywood most of the time,
Shabbos. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, if I'm doing, even when I'm financially stable and it's financially stable, do you mm-hmm. understand? It is a, by the time it's marriage, it's a joint effort. We are mm-hmm. rubbing each other's backs, we are scratching each other's, you know, backs, stuff like that. Do you understand my point? So if I'm doing well for myself, right, and I'm in love, and maybe my man is not financially stable, fine, but that I'm not at a point where I can sufficiently on my own mm-hmm. take care of a family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm now, I should now be with somebody that cannot help out. God sends you an helpmate, does not send you a liability. Mm-hmm. Even me, personally, as a person, I would not want to be a liability to any man. So that's why every single day I am upping my game. I am doing, I'm running a business. I am focusing on myself so that me to be my spec. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you get that kind of thing? So I want a financially stable man. So I am becoming financially. So God will look at me and say, this is my daughter's.
So the gist essentially is that the man has to have potential.
Potential and is fact.
And I believe that before
is
marriage,
very important. It's
see,
so
finances,
important.
Finances are really
potential
important.
Potential will not feed me and my children.
Please, people tend to. It's very important.
It's quite important.
So wait, before marriage, this person is not financially stable. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to make my money. I'm still trying to, because me personally, I don't want to depend on anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to. I want to work for my shit. I want to do my thing. Like, do you understand? Before marriage, people should stop rushing into marriage. Wait to be at least you can. You don't want to bring a child into where both of you are struggling. Mm-hmm. You don't want to. So everybody's quick to marriage. Let's say both of you know that. Okay, we have agreed. We want to get married. But we're not where we want to be right now.
Wait.
Please build, oh, build, share business ideas, be radical, do everything as per, try everything you need to try.
Be patient.
And be patient, yes. Then when you now start, when it's getting better, you can start building a family. Stop this, we must enter marriage, then build. Please build before marriage. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
But speaking of, were there not people who built while they marry, and where I'm from, we say that marriage is a blessing. So some people say that their fortunes came when they got married, when they started dating a particular person.
See, but Timmy and they were doing something. You cannot be idle. I'm sorry, you cannot be idle.
What's wrong with your generation? Why don't you want to stoop to conquer?
In our parents'
You cannot be idle and say, I want to get married.
Course,
when I marry this person, all of a sudden, work will come.
Okay.
You have to do something. You be doing something. It must not. It may not be doing so well, but be doing something. So we both know that.
Have a vision. Have a plan for your life.
So we all agree that potential is the thing that we want to see.
No, nobody serve me potential.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're saying that the man is not financially stable yet, but then again, he can show that he would work and eventually you guys would build something.
So
that's potential now.
Yeah, then definitely. Before marriage, let's build our potential. When our potential
let
is
it be built.
Okay, for you, you're saying that you want to build potential during dating to the point where you can marry and you can...
Yes,
for you,
because I will
that's
not
the same
bring
thing
my child.
Well.
I will not bring my child into a place that I cannot provide for my child.
I like that you guys have lofty ideas about marriage, so that's why I want to ask you this question. This is the most important question to me in this entire podcast. Public or private proposals?
Private.
Public, please. Make it loud. Declare your love for me to the entire world. Let them know that this is who I want.
And also,
how I want
this.
You know, make it fast. You know, invite my family. Let it be like, honestly.
You do engagement party.
Let the party start from the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Invite my extended family. Auntie
come
Kenny,
on.
Auntie Bola.
Even call it a shrebby because you understand that proposal day.
Let the roses be scattered everywhere. You know, make it on a yacht. You know, take
it to Maldives. I'm a walking
energy. Are you ashamed of me? Why are you making it private?
Nah, I know this thing just
why?
Doesn't make sense.
You won't go propose to other women. It's only me now. How many
that
times do you get to propose?
See me. Huh. I drink first.
Tell my friends to tell me to do my nails, make my hair, wear a nice dress. You know, I'm just now I'm putting it out there just in case my future watches this.
Speedboats now, useful now. I'm joking, but you know what's so funny? My friend said the reason why she likes public proposals is that if there's any side chick on the corner.
No, I am.
That day you're proposing, she go cast for internet. I mean,
yes, now.
The girl that you are dating that we don't know will come out. The boy that you're dating that we don't know will come out.
So that if every castle I want boss, me
private proposal after, she will still post ring. Isn't
it
the same effect?
No. That ring can be anything. I mean, promise ring. But when you do a proposal, when you kneel down, girls are already angry.
When I say private proposal, I don't want public on the road. Place people. You're not my new.
No.
For private, we're doing something.
That is roadside proposal. You call that one roadside proposal?
Let's say we're on a vacation. We went to Bali. We're swimming. We're chilling. Like
it's just the two of you.
In an elegant way. Two of us in an elegant. Not that you entered the room.
I want my family members and my friends and my
Okay, you want to be in Bali.
Something, you know, fly all my family members.
So you know why this conversation is just gonna because you're liars. Because initially I said, the man we were to be working together. You need a man that is financially stable. That's just the
truth. Yes,
by the time you guys are getting married, right?
Did anybody say that?
No, but you said that we work together to the point it's a lie.
This person, I said I'm going to marry this person. Because both of us, but I agree. And we're not financially stable. This is why I've chosen. My heart has chosen this person.
Do you understand?
We're not financially stable. We will try our best to just
make it cute for us.
Come up.
Let me tell you before
we now engage. So I know that you are capable of this thing. Mm-hmm. That's what
we okay, and that come up, if you are saying both of us are coming up, this is what I would tell you. If you want to me to propose in Bali, half the money you could bring, and since we are both coming together, and
see, how would I know that is the proposal I want to do? It has to be a surprise. Do you understand? So I won't know.
So you prepare a public proposal. What do you like? What would you like?
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's make sure my mom is on. She knows about it because she see that woman. She gotta know. She will just say, go and return that ring, please. So enlighten her about it. Yeah, my sisters, my family members, you know, my friends. You know, make it really fancy. I like all those ones that have roses everywhere, flowers. Make sure my diamond will blind everybody as I'm walking on the road.
You want six?
You want diamonds? No, one is enough. But make sure that the stone. I don't want small stone. Big one that
rock.
Will blind all my enemies.
You want to attack her?
Then violin.
Your building.
Music playing in the background, you know, and he must be shedding tears.
Let me tell you, Simi, you're about this life. You must own who you are. Don't think you're owning this yet. You need to own it. You like these things. You're about this life.
I love the good life.
Yeah. Okay,
I like it though.
I mean, like, I feel like we all have the kind of proposal that we want to have, mm-hmm. or that we'd like to have. And I think that in relationships, we should talk about them beforehand. That's if the man's going to get married to you because half the time when you're telling the kind of proposal that you want, he's just there for the good time and he just wants to go, so he's laughing in his mind. But the gist that I heard, before we finish, the gist that I heard is that brides now plan their own proposals because they have an idea of how they want their proposals to be. So all the while, where they're acting, it's something I can do. Sure, you know me. Because me, I like drama. You understand? I go don't plan with the people. See how they come around 5 o'clock. I go don't color suits. I will choose the color that will match the decoration. You understand? I said, just come in. Oh my God!
That's why we have friends now. Beforehand, I already be telling him the friends he can talk to if he wants to try.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Like all Lagos women, half of them, as I hear,
by themselves,
that they go to the the trumpet people. We say that this kind of trumpet I want.
Not for birthday, for proposal.
For proposal.
No, I hear people do that one for Valentine's Day.
He's saying people are doing it themselves.
Because some women need to show you the kind of proposal they had. And some men don't even know how to do it. So they will eventually just, do whatever they like. But some women now take it as part of their work to say, we use this planner. She'll be the one to decorate the hall. Then this is the ring. She will buy the ring with him. On the day of the proposal, she'll be like,
No.
For a ring she bought.
While we are dating, I can be dropping hints like me now. If I like someone, I just send random things on Instagram to him. Like, oh, this is cute. This is nice. This is like so already he has a build up of things I might like, but not the one that will say, let's go to the ring shop.
That takes away
the element of I want to cry. Okay. I want to be emotional. You know, I want to wait.
Guys, we don't have all the time in the world. I want to sit back and just gist with you guys because all this relationship talk is sweet. Because you know, me, I'm not a relationship, so I need to take from experienced people. But before I go, this last one. But do you agree with me that half the time women know that they're about to be proposed to.
Yeah, it comes a point where you know, you'll be feeling that this man is deeply in love with me and I think we're ready to take the next step. In fact, you guys must have had the conversation because there's no how he will confidently propose to you and there isn't a conversation about it.
Simi, thank you so, so much for coming on this show. We're
You're
so
welcome.
Pleased to have you because honestly, we've learned a lot about you and about what is in your head and what you want.
And when you like your proposal to me.
Yeah, I'm really excited that I came here.
With her mommy and her Tikemi.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so amazing. It's been an amazing show, guys. I'm so happy that you guys joined in and we cannot wait to have you next week to come in with your chorus, chewing your mouth and watching us because it's going to be an amazing time. Thank you for coming. From here, my host is...
Chiso. And we dropped the
closing. Should I be what?
Bye.
Okay, bye.